Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Kuvav on the base. Mitzvah Chalitza Bahu V'yavim to the Beis Din. The Hain Masiyin Lo Eitzah Hogemis Lo Shenamar V'koru Lo Ziknei Iro V'dibru Eilov. We learned before that they give him a good advice. If he's old and she's young, or vice versa, they tell him this is not a good shidduch for you. So better you should do Chalitza. V'hi Omeris Me'ein Yavami Lahakim La'achiv Shem B'Yisrael La'ava Yabmi Yabmi. What's it called? And she attempts to say this, right? That she quotes what it says in the Torah. There's a shayla tonight. What happens if that's not really true? That the guy wants to make Yibum, but he's not allowed. Chayvei Essen or Lavin, where they're not allowed to make Yibum. They have to make Chalitza. Or Bizman Azeh, right? The meaning is we don't let them make Yibum. So the Chor is a Dover Sheker. It just could be he wants to do it, but he can't. So first of all, some say that the Maisa, that was a takon of the Rabban, and you read this parsha, and you have to read it in one way or the other. Others say that Adarabban, the fact is that since the Rabban answered it, or since it's Osir to make Yibum, the guy doesn't want to do it. Right? So even if on the outside he seems like he would like to do it, but we won't let him, really deep down inside he doesn't want to do it because he's not allowed to. V'hu omer lo chofatzi lekachta. And he says, Lo chafatzi lekachta, uvaloshen hakodesh yomer. Everything has to be done beloshen hakodesh. And the Gemara in Sota learns out from where we know that this has to be done beloshen hakodesh. The nig she yavim to a love la'enei haskenim v'chol tzanalo me'araglo. And then she takes off his shoe in front of the dayanim, the yarka b'fonav, and then she spits in front of him. Ro kaniro v'dayanim, spit that is visible to the dayanim. The ons of Amra, and then she says, "Kocha yeosol leisha shelo yibnez beis achiv ad kan hayumakrin." So that's the end of where they made her read and him read or whatever. Ukshehikre bekurkinus tachas haola bekfar itim the gomres kol aparsha husikul yos gomres kol aparsha. Kurkinus one time had a chalitza, and he finished the whole parsha there. So they, from then on, the minig became to continue reading the whole parsha. The nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutzanal mitzvah b'dayonim v'lo mitzvah talmidim. And then when it says the nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalutzanal, the dayonim said that, but not the talmidim who were there observing. Rabbi Yehuda omer mitzvah kol ha'omdim shom lomar chalutzanal. Anybody who's there, the observers, also say chalutzanal. You see, they say it three times. The Gemara says, Rashi. Go find somebody your age, similar to you, who's a good shidduch for you, and not if the yavam is not. Learns it from Sukkim in Sota that this has to be said the Lashon HaKodesh. They used to do the chalitz in front of the talmidim. It should be before some. And what's it called? He ended up reading the whole parasha there. Okay, Gemara. Omer of Yehuda, mitzvah chalitza kora, the kore, the choletzes, the rokika, the kora. The order of the chalitza is she reads, right, that me'en yavami, and then he reads, right, lo chafatzti lekachta, and then she makes the chalitza of the shoe. And then Verokuka, then she spits the Korah, and then you read the Beis Chalutza Noel. My Kamash, Lomas Nisani. The mission says this exact same order. What's the Chiddush? Ha Kamash, Lomas Mitzvah Hachi. The Iapech Leslan Ba. It's not Ma'akiv. The Seder is not Ma'akiv. The things are Ma'akiv. The things that Machlokas we have before, whether the Kriya is Ma'akiv, or just the Maisim are Ma'akiv, or just the Maisim in him are Ma'akiv. But whatever. Right, only the things themselves are ma'akiv, but the order is not ma'akiv. Tanya nami hachi, bein shehikdim chalitza l'rakika, bein shehikdim rakika l'chalitza, masha also asui. Doesn't make a difference if she spit before the chalitza or after the chalitza, but the evidence is all okay. L'chatchila, you follow the Seder of the Torah. Om Rabbaya, Rashi, let's see Rashi, till here, Kora me'en yuvami, the korei, lo chafatzi l'kachta, Choletzes the rokaka the kora kocha yasa leish, right? And the last thing is she reads kocha yasa leish. Okay. Omra Baya, Hai man de nikri get chalitza, lo likri ledidoa lo lechudei, the ova yabmi lechudei, the mashma ova yabmi, el lo ova yabmi altogether. Lo likri ledidei, lo lechudei, chofatsi lechudei, the mashma chofatsi lekachta, el lo chofatsi lekachta. Okay, so by say this. Over here, nikri get chalitza, it doesn't really mean a get chalitza. It means the person who's reading the psukim, right? It says that the Beis Din were called dayanim because they have to read the psukim for the people first. They have to teach them what to say. So that's called get chalitz over here. The person who's reading it shouldn't break it up and shouldn't say to the woman lo and then ova yabmi. She should say lo and then ova yabmi, because then it sounds like ova yabmi. He does want to be miyabimi, right? Or like with kama, lo ova yabmi, right? So then you read it lo ova yabmi altogether. The same thing goes when you read to him, right? Lo chafatsti lekachta. So you read those words together, not lo chafatsti lekachta, but lo chafatsti lekachta altogether. Don't stop after the lo. Rava Omar Atsuke Milsahi, Atsuke Milsah Veslamba. But the other Rava says, not Ma'akev, that it's stopping in the middle. As long as you said all the three words is good enough. If you didn't say all three, then obviously then it's not good. But if you said all, ended up saying all three, then the fact that you were mopsic in between, we don't read it with a different intonation or whatever, and it's all considered the same thing. It's all considered connected.
Right, so she said.
Right. But that's not in the Gemara. She said.
No,
I'm saying, yes, she had to say. They said it with the right diktuk. Yabami. Instead of whatever. Okay. Ravashi Ashkechel of Kahana, the Kemitstayu, Mikmakri law, lo over Yabami. Right, and it was much was not easy to do, that they had to repeat it altogether without stopping. He went out of his way to make sure that she read the three words together. Omer lelo sover le mar leha the Rava, right? What are you making yourself crazy, right? That she should say the three words together without any hefsik, and every time say it over and over because it sounds like she made a hefsik, right? Rava says not ma'akif. Omer le mo the Rava below ova yabni. No, the Rav is moda that by lo ova yabmi you have to say it all together. Rav just was cholek on the other one, lo chafatsti lekachta. But lo ova yabmi, that yes. And there's a girs of the Rith, the Gra brings down, that kid Rav Zeira, like Rav Zeira, kol haroi labila, it has to be that she could say it together. Then it's not ma'akiv. But if Rav is moda, that if for some reason this woman can't say it together, she just can't get it together. What's it called? Then it's ma'akif. Rashi. The mikri get chalitza hamakri sa'isha b'shas chalitzasa. Right, get chalitza over means the one who is making them read the parsha while the chalitza is going on. Moda rava below ova yabni the bo'inin shelo yafsik. By lo ova yabni, even rava's moda that you have to say it all together. The imatzik mashma the high low areshikoi, because if you're matzik it's mashma that it's going back on what's said before. The amra me'ein yivami lahakiv laachiv shem b'Yisrael low kolomar lo mo'ein elo ova yabni. Then it makes sense if you break the low, it could go back on what came before. So if you're reading the whole pasuk and you read the low separate from ova yabni, then the low goes back on what's it called the. Me'ein yivami lahakim lahakim shem Yisrael lo. It fits. Then ova yabni. He wants a miyabni. That makes sense. Ava below chafatsi lekachto shehi psichas kriyoso. But by lo chafatsi lekachto, there's nothing that came before that, right? Just as the Yavam says lo chafatsi lekachto. So then there's no. What are you going to say? The lo goes on before. It can't. It's part of this whole thing. So even if he says lo. And then chafatsi lekachta, we know that the lo goes on the next part. Lekalameimer hai lo le'elkoi. imatzik leslamba. That's what Rava said, that you don't have to worry about being matzik, because it can't go on what came before. Nothing came before. But over here, it could go on what came before, and the whole pasuk then will make completely different sense. Therefore, you can't be matzik. Okay. Omer Abaya, Hai man, the cost of Gita, the Chalitza. When you write, now we're talking about the Get Chalitza, is where you write the, what's it called, what went on. So, Lichtov Hachi, you should write the following. The purpose for the Get Chalitza is it should be a raya that she had Chalitza, and that she should be able to get married, and that she should be Mefursam. So they write her a document that she had Chalitza, and they write what was done. So you should write, Hachi, Akrinu L'dido, we made her read from Min Me'en Yavami Ad Ova Yavmi. We don't write the whole pasuk. We write from the first two words to the last two words. The Akrinu L'dide Min Lo Ad Lo Kachto. Right? Same thing we let him read, not from Lo Chafatzti L'kachto, but Lo Til L'kachto. The Akrinu L'dido Min Kocha Ve'ad Chalut Tanal. So you don't write the whole psukim. Marzutra Mesartate, and the reason is, Rashi says, because you're not allowed to write more than three words of a pasuk. Machlok is really two or three, but Rashi brings down, you're not allowed to write more than three words from a pasuk without sirtut, without underlining it. So you only quote two words of the pasuk. Rabzutra misartate the kosher lekula parsha. Rabzutra was misartate, right? He lined it and he wrote the whole parsha, not just two words, but the whole thing. He wrote it. Maskifla marbar of barbar idi. L'maisa is another reason why you can't write it. Forget about sirtut. Sirtut, you can write three words from a pasuk, four words from a pasuk, machlok is three or four, with sirtut. But you're not allowed to write a separate parsha by itself, except for children to be melamed them, right? Because that's impossible, that you learn completely from a Sefer Torah or whatever. Normally, you're not allowed to break up the Sefer Torah into megillas, into partials, separate scrolls, because the Torah was given chasuma. That's the way Paschal. It was given all together. It was written down at the end. It wasn't written down as all written down together. And therefore, you're not allowed to write portions of the Torah by itself. Gemara says to teach children, you're allowed to write it, right? But not for other purposes. So over here, Lechora, how can you write the parsha in the Get Chalitza? How can you write this parsha? You're writing the Torah, a parsha in the Torah, separate. Mar says the hilchos are kavaisin in Marzutra, but the halachas like Marzutra, you are allowed to write it, because over there you're writing it as a portion of the Torah that you're teaching children. So there, it's a shaila. You're writing it as a portion of the Torah. If it wouldn't be that leislami, that for the sake of teaching, that there's no other way to do it, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Stam to write it. But you're not writing as a portion of the Torah. You're writing it sfiras devarim, Rashi says. You're only writing what they said. You're recording what was said. You're not writing it as somebody should use this as a parsha in the Torah. They're using it as a document quoting what was said. Not writing it as the parsha. You're writing it as a document of recording what happened. So therefore it's okay. Rashi.
Since it's not misurted, you didn't have underlined this, right? It was a blank parchment, right? So they couldn't write the whole pasuk. The kaimelon ain't kosin dalit tevas below sirtut. You can't write four words or more without sirtut. So they didn't write the four. They just wrote two and two in the end. Misartate get chalitza the cost of the kula parsha. Marzutra underlined the parchment and then wrote the whole parsha. Akrinua l'didei me'en yuvame v'chein kula, the whole pasuk. The kaimalon shalosh teva shal mikra kosim below sirtu. Dalet ain't kosim perakam of the kitten. B'halo nitnu likasi parsha of the asma. Second reason, forget about the sirtu. Okay, it was misartate. But you're not allowed to write a parsha in the Torah by itself. You're not even allowed to write it for children. The Gemara in the end says that for children, l'islamid, you're allowed to do it. But l'maisa, what's it called? According to the Man Yomer, who says Torah chasuma, you can't even do that. So how can you write this document and has a parsha in the Torah written in it by itself? The Hilchos Gemar Zuta, the Kosin. You are allowed to write it. The Lodami Lakosin Megillah Latinikus Lanbo. Over there, you're writing him a portion of the Torah separate. You're teaching him a portion of the Torah, and you're writing it as a portion of the Torah. That's the problem. The Hosam Adaiti the Parsha Soksivle. The Tahavika Megillah Ktana. That's like a little portion, a little booklet of the Torah. And you're teaching him that booklet. That's awesome. The Kimlon Torah Chasumanit. The Torah wasn't given in booklet form. It was only written down when it all was finished. Aval high spheres devarim. Here it's only a record of what was said. The labik dushehu. It's not writing a booklet of the Torah. You're writing a document and quoting what they said. Hilka hilchus akamarzuta de b'makom mitzvah shari. Therefore, lachzeg marzuta. As long as you underline it, you're allowed to write this document. Okay. Omer Abaye, rokikah v'kolot so haruach lo asav lo klum. If she spit and the wind took the spit and it never went in front of him, so it says the yark of the father. She has to spit in front of him, in his face, not at his face, but in his face, meaning his presence, right? Lo asav lo klum. My time of the yark of the father ba'inan hilkach. Therefore, who aruch the he gutza? If he's tall and she's short, kol tosu haruach ika b'fonav. Right, even if the wind blew it, as soon as she came out of her mouth, it was in front of him, because she's shorter than him and he's tall, so the spit was in his presence. He aruka, but if she's tall, the who goots, and he's a midget, right, he's short, so when she spits and the wind took it, it never got to in front of him. It has to come down, you know, towards his face. But if she's up there and he's down here, and she spit and the wind got it right, then it never was. Right, but even at the moti lahaviape, it has to come down opposite his face. It doesn't have to land on his head. It just has to come opposite his face. The hodder also, okay. And after that, what's it called? Then if the wind takes it after that, that's okay too. Omar Rava, ochle tuma v'roksa, ochle gargishta v'roksa lo asa lo klum. If she ate garlic, and then she was rokek, and the garlic caused her to spit, so it wasn't spit that came from her, that she, what's it called, she produced the saliva. The saliva came was caused by a secondary thing. Gargishta, some kind of alum, arzila, he says. Some kind of earth. Some kind of chemical. My time, of a yorka me'atzmo inan. She has to create the spit. That's why we don't let her eat anything before, so nothing caused her to spit. She brought out the saliva herself. The Dayanim had to see the spit coming out of her mouth, and Tosus brings down, right, that it has to, she had to see it on the ground too, and Tosus says a mitzvah mena move her. But the ikar is that the Dayanim have to see the spit coming out of her mouth. They don't have to necessarily see it on the ground. Okay, Rashi. The koltoso haruach larok vehavira. The wind took the spit and blew it away. Shalobolif ne'ayavim. Never got in front of the yavim. Ika b'fonav kivin shal yatsmi piya he b'fonav. May say, if she is short and he's tall, as soon as the spit came out of her mouth, it was b'fonav. So it doesn't make a difference what the wind took. The opposite case is where if the wind took it before it got down to his level, right, the eye level in the stama, then that's not called b'fonav. Lahaviapi, the negative ponav. Shirehu lamul ponav, kodem shikaltu aruach. It has to get down to his eye level before it, before the wind takes it. Tuma shumim is, garlic. Gargishta is arzila. The ma'ave ha'adama metargaminim b'gargishta da'ara. Right? Ma'ave da'adama. I know exactly what this is. Does somebody have what it says in English? Gargishta. Some kind of earth. Okay, whatever.
Something you eat for food.
Yeah, okay. So some kind of chemical or whatever. Okay. The Nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalutza now. What?
Tit.
Okay, so it's again some kind of earth. Okay, didn't know what it is either. The Nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalutza now mitzvah b'dayonim v'lo b'talmidim. So the Mishnah says only the dayonim have to say Beis Chalutza now.
Tanya om Rabbi Yehuda Pamacha Sayyim Yoshim Fnei Rabbi Tarfin Ubasi Yavoma Lachlos V'omar Lonu Anu Kulchem Chalotzanal Chalotzanal Chalotzanal. Not just the Dayanim, but everybody, all the observers, repeat three times Chalotzanal, which is like what they did. Okay, Hadron left Mrs. Chalitza, Hadron left Mrs. Chalitza, Hadron left Mrs. Chalitza, starting the next parable in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, and we are slowly on the way of finishing. That's okay, Subas is next.
Is there an Indian to have a child then?
Is there an Indian to have an Indian to have five, out of Pirsu, Pirsu. But it's Mashu from over there that the Chatchila, they did it in front of all the Talmidim also.